Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Movie and Toy Podcast. I'm your host, Dramatic Pause Paulus. It's June 3rd, and last week at the box office, your number one movie was X-Men Apocalypse, starring Apocalypse from X-Men, at $79.8 million. Alice Through the Looking Glass was number two with $33.5 million. The Angry Birds Movie, number three, with $24.5 million. Captain America, Swivel Door, $20 million. And Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, $11.4 million. New this week, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows, with Bebop and Rocksteady and Krang, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, Me Before You, and others in limited release. So it should be a pretty big weekend for movies, because you're going to probably see something. You've got lots of good choices. In the news, Star Wars Rogue One is supposedly, allegedly, unconfirmedly going in for reshoots due to being dark. Of course, darkness has no place in Star Wars, particularly not the 1980 sequel The Empire Strikes Back, nor George Lucas's finale Revenge of the Sith in 2005, where the hero gets his arms and legs cut off, his wife dies, and he's encased in an iron lung. No one wants that in a Star Wars movie. Brie Larson is supposedly up for Captain Marvel, the next movie toy line that will confuse toy makers and stores when it comes with how to make it and where to go when you have a traditionally boys' action property line with a movie with a girl in it. Where do you put it? Who do you sell it to? Who do you make it to? People are still figuring these things out. And not to stoke a fire, but if you look at Ghostbusters, it's a very fine example because, as I've mentioned before, I believe, it is a historically boys' action property in a movie that is being made by a different team of people, and now the main cast is women. And the toys include, it's an action figure line where the four main characters are women, which I don't think has ever happened, because usually if it has women in a lead role, it becomes a doll. So this is a different shift, and this could be a different shift too. I'm not saying this is great, or this is terrible, it's just, this is interesting. How's this going to shake out? And my guess is Captain Marvel will also still be on the boys' aisle, because blue aisles and pink aisles are still a thing. Someday it'll probably just move to branded aisles. You'll go to the Disney section, you'll go to the Marvel section, you'll go to the Star Wars section, and these things may change. But until then, I'm assuming it'll be on the blue aisle. The Weinstein Company sues over the Playmobil movie rights, specifically U.S. distribution rights, according to Variety. Depending on how this lawsuit shakes out, the toy line you can't find will soon be the movie you can't see. Transformers, G.I. Joe, and other properties come together for IDW's new comic crossover, Revolution. It's a little insane. And supposedly not, but sorta, but maybe is a reboot to reinvigorate Kenner, Parker Brothers, Mego, and Hasbro properties of old. Some of which are before my time. These include G.I. Joe, Transformers, the G.I. Joe Transformers comic, by the way, is going away due to low sales, Micronauts, ROM Space Knight, Action Man, and Mask are in so far. And it has to do with Or 13 from the Transformers comics granting new powers and abilities and technologies to Earth, which is where you get your masks and where you get your Knights of Space and all this other stuff. So, again, it's going to be interesting because you have to ask, who's this for? Because Action Man is a not American property. Micronauts and ROM, depending on when you were born, may be completely alien to you because I was born in 79, so I have no real concept of these other than what people tell me about how they went, because they were gone by the time I was around. G.I. Joe and Transformers, I know very well. But I assume if you're of a certain age, G.I. Joe may also be completely alien to you, because other than the movies, it was never really a kid thing since the 90s. I mean, there was Sergeant Savage and Extreme, and to a lesser extent, Sigma 6, but it was not the cultural phenomenon of the 60s or the 1982 plus line. So, who knows? It'll be fun. I'm hoping it means new mask toys. I mean, I'm really hoping. I like those a lot. If you never had those, we're going on a tangent now. The original mask toys were kind of like Dino Riders and other stuff, and then it came out of a trend of not micro, but smaller action figures. Instead of 3¾ inch, you got figures that were about 2 inches tall, or 2½ inches tall, and they had articulated knees, and you could put them in cars and helicopters and motorcycles that turn into helicopters. I have a toll booth that I got by mail. stuff like that. And the vehicle would go from one vehicle to another, so they kind of transform. So your motorcycle would grow wings and fly. Your car would have those gull wing doors like a DeLorean that pop open, and those would become wings, and they'd have guns out of them that can drop bombs. They were really fun toys. But, it, again, completely alien. If you were born after probably like 83 or 85, you have no concept that these existed, because there was not much of a cartoon beyond when it was new, and the toys went away before 1990. So unless you're into toys, you don't know about this stuff. And if you are into toys, this is a very exciting time to be alive, because like I said, there's new Ghostbusters. Who are they for? Somebody? Nobody? Everybody? I don't know yet. I'm hoping the movie does well and people get really excited. I'm hoping this comic crossover does really well and people get really excited. But you also have to remember, I work in the toy business. I want everyone to get really excited about toys, and as you should be, because there's plenty of great stuff coming up, including what else do we have? Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. But first, on sale, Entertainment Earth. We have a new Funko offer, and it's going to be here for a while, I think. Buy, how many? 4 Funko Pop Vinyl figures, and you'll want to do that. You're going to do that anyway, and now we'll give you a 5th one for free. We have over 650 in stock right now. More are coming every day. They're also selling out every day. But when you buy 4, and you're a retail customer, and you are a retail customer, you will get one for free. And you might say, what if I order 1? You don't get 1 for free. What if you order 3? Well, we appreciate your business, but we're not going to give you 1 for free. So order 4, we'll give you a 5th one for free. That is the deal we will make with you. I hope you enjoy it. And if you order more, don't forget we have other offers like free shipping. So why stop at 4? Why not order 8? Why not order 12? I'm just saying, spoil yourself. You're probably worth it. Unless you're a jerk, but I don't know. So I'm just going to say you're worth it, because you're probably good people. You have a good taste to listen to this podcast. And for that, I am truly grateful. In toy news, we posted a lot of new Hasbro stuff this week, and we get loud because we're excited. New Jurassic World Dino Hybrids can be ordered. Sets and cases. We have new Transformers. The Titan Masters were approved for putting up, and they're up, and they're small. And basically they're little, I think, 1.5, 2-inch robots, and they turn into heads. If you remember Headmasters, and you're not giggling right now, those were 1980s Transformers line where you had a little robot and the head pops off the robot and you can transform the little tiny head into a smaller robot. And that robot can be the pilot or driver for a helicopter or car or whatever creature mode they turn into. They're really neat, and I didn't have any as a kid because my parents didn't love me, but they're making new ones, and they're making most of the key ones from the Japanese Headmasters anime series from the 80s too, which I have suffered through. And it's a long series. And you can get the subtitled one off of your favorite video purchasing services. But I digress. You want to check these out. You're probably going to want to get more of these. Hasbro announced they're going to do Power Master Optimus Prime as a headmaster type guy. They're going to do Galvatron as one. And they're going to do Sentinel Prime, Astrotrain, Alpha Trion, Wolfwire, he's a weird wolf, Skull Smasher, Skull Cruncher, Chrome Dome. They're going to make a new Rewind. They're going to make, but he's not going to be Headmaster. They're going to make a new Wheelie, who can have the little Headmaster guy, the Titan Master guy, as a driver, which is really exciting. And you can order that too right now. So check us out. I mean, just type in Hasbro and sort by new editions. There's a little button for that. And you will see so much Play-Doh and Star Wars and everything. We've been busy. And we're still being busy. There's more to put up. Another bit of toy news, which will interest many of you. Good pal of the podcast and other things I've worked on over the years, just a good guy all around, Scott Toy Guru Knightlick. He used to be at Mattel, then he was at Jack's Pacific for a little bit. He has moved his Toy Guru Empire to Jada Toys. They make diecast metal figures, cars, and other stuff. We do sell them, and that is why we are happy to welcome him aboard to his new gig. They even did a pretty nice line of RoboCop figures for the reboot a few years ago. So, congratulations, Mr. Scott. Everyone, you should go check out Jada Toys things on Entertainment Earth, because we got a lot of them, and we're probably going to carry a lot more, and hopefully you'll get to enjoy them as well, because there's diecast metal Marvel and DC figures in there, and they also had Star Trek mentioned in the press release, and who doesn't love Star Trek? Maybe that's another one that you have to be a certain age for, because it wasn't on TV for decades, but I love it. You'll love it. And seriously, Deep Space Nine people, fantastic. New exclusives this week. We are starting to post our convention exclusives for summer. You will be able to pick these up at San Diego Comic-Con, and in many cases, order them online. These include The Big Bang Theory, Sheldon in Shazam t-shirt, 3¾-inch action figure, as well as Riddler and Black Superman shirt varieties. We have the Captain America chair cape. We also have the Penny Dreadful Spellbook Journal. These are exciting things. We have many more exciting things, and we have some things that are really exciting. Not that these aren't, but when we get to action figures like this, I'm excited. When we get to cool things like from Marvel, it's very exciting. Penny Dreadful prop replica things, you can't argue that's not exciting. But we have things that are bigger, and you'll be hearing about those soon. Bring luggage to the show that is sizable, and or be prepared to bring or scrounge a cardboard box to transport your ill-gotten gains home, because San Diego will be great. I'm excited. And I will see you there, maybe. Have a nice weekend, everybody. We have no holidays for another month, so I'll be working, and you'll probably be putting up with me every Friday through June. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and check out our news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com. And come back, I want to say Monday, for another exclusive. We have something that I can't discuss yet, but perhaps it will make you glow crazy. Not the company glow crazy, but it might glow and maybe you'll go crazy over it. Glow crazy is cool too, but I'm saying too much. So goodbye. See you next week.